Hello and welcome to this episode on how to set intentions mindfully for the new year. I'm Wendy DeRosa and I'm the founder of the School of Intuitive Studies, where we support people in developing their intuition and clearing the blocks to their true self, true being. And we offer certifications and all our programs are open for enrollment right now. So if you're interested, you can go further after hearing this episode. You can always go to my website, schoolofintuitivestudies.com, and sign up for one of our programs. So the first thing I wanted to preface in this topic today and in setting intentions for the new year is that there's actually many new years throughout the year. I'm offering this podcast before the calendar new year. But in February, there's a Chinese New Year. And in March, there's an astrological New Year. And you know, in the fall, there are the Jewish New Year, the high holidays. And again, we have our calendar New Year, and there's other New Years I haven't mentioned. So there are many ceremonial times where we have this opportunity to clear out the old and bring in the new and realign it with our intentions. So this information I'll cover today can be repeated throughout the year at any time you feel it supports you in aligning in yourself and setting intentions. So first of all, I want to just mention that when we're talking about it setting intentions, the concept is about becoming very clear in what it is you want to create for yourself, intend for yourself, manifest for yourself, perhaps, or pray for yourself and, you know, your future. Sometimes the motivator underneath setting intentions is a feeling state. So for example, I'm not, you know, I have a feeling about how life is right now, or how my year was, or what I went through. And I have hope for something different in the future. And the intentions are to shift that feeling state from what might not feel good to what is, you know, a better, brighter, prosperous future, whatever, you know, whatever that might mean or feel like or look like for somebody. So we're in a feeling state about what might be occurring, and intentions mean that we are connecting to our heart and our soul and setting for us a deeper potential, what's available to us, and tapping into that potential and allowing for it to be spoken or brought forward from within and offered up between ourselves and, we'll say, the divine or the universe, the divine universe. And those intentions, to get to that place of understanding those deeper intentions, it's going to require slowing down and pausing and tuning in to where you are on a body, mind, soul level. Setting intentions mindfully is steps. I would say it's not just two steps or three steps. It's several steps in getting there. The first step is going to be carving out the time to stop, to slow down, to go inward, to feel into what it is that you want to intend for yourself. And that might be, again, shifting a state of being. But to get there, the first thing we actually need to do is clear our energy and clear our space. So in setting intentions mindfully, what I would recommend as the first step is to observe your space, you know, your living space, your maybe your bedroom, maybe your whatever your nooks and crannies are in your house where you like to be. And notice, do I need to declutter? Do I need to clear out space? Do I need to open the windows and let energy out? How can I clear my space? And so that's the first step, organization, purging, and clearing your space around you. The second would be to clear your own energy. Now, you can do that by going back through any of my podcasts and finding ones that relate to clearing energy and supporting you in a deeper energy clearing. Or you can do something simple like taking a shower or a bath and intending that I'm letting go of energy that's not serving me anymore. And why do we clear our energy before setting intentions? The reason is that we can be holding a lot of energy of others. We can be holding a lot of stress. We can be holding a lot of energy that might interrupt your clarity, that might say things like, you can't have that, or what are you thinking, or that's not for you. So sometimes just clearing your energy as a first step and clearing the energy of your space as a first step allows for you to approach this next step of setting intentions from a place of feeling more clear. So once you've cleared your energy and you've cleared your space, find a space in your home and maybe in a particular room where you could set up what I would call an altar. Maybe it's really simple. Maybe it's just a place that you can sit on a pillow or on a chair or on a sofa that gives you the sense that this is an intentional space. And it can be, again, some place you put different, I would say, artifacts or representations of spirituality or the divine, or maybe even nature. Maybe it's a candle, maybe it's a picture, whatever it might be. It's a space where you can go inward. My altar spaces end up being very simple. They're not actually, you know, there's not a lot on them because I like clear space. So that's me personally, but some people are very artistic and create really beautiful altar spaces or meditation spaces. Yeah, whatever works for you, and setting that intentional space that's meaningful for you and a place you enjoy being at. So when you have that space, you can take a seat there. It's not absolutely important that you sit on the floor or that you sit cross-legged or any particular posture. It's just simply that you can settle in upright to a space that feels really aligned for you. And if you can't sit upright for any reason, reclined is fine. That works just as well. Intention is powerful. So however you can be in yourself to align and set this intention is perfect. So find that space. And then the first thing we'll do when you close your eyes and at your meditation space is that you acknowledge, first of all, the feelings that you've been having. You know, have I been feeling stressed out this year? Have I been feeling grief? Have I been feeling anger? Is there a feeling? And we're just going to meet that feeling or those feelings with breath and just acknowledge them. I acknowledge that, ooh, this was a rough year. This was intense. There were a lot of feelings. And I'm going to give them a lot of breath and connection. And I'm going to exhale out and let them release. I'm going to close my eyes and I'm just going to give myself some breath with those feelings and allow the exhale to clear the feelings. And then the next step is to imagine, sense, or feel that you have your beautiful pillar of light in your body. And that's your alignment. That's your soul's alignment inside your body. That's the dwelling place of your soul. So as long as it takes to sit here with your eyes closed, tune into that beautiful pillar inside your body. You've exhaled out a lot of feelings. So we're going to allow this pillar of light to illuminate inside you. And this is the consciousness of your soul. The consciousness of our soul sometimes communicates to us through words, through feelings, through sensing, or through a knowing, and sometimes visuals, pictures and images. So we'll take a moment here in aligning to the pillar of light in your body and tuning in more deeply to your soul here in the pillar of your being, and ask your soul, what are the intentions? What intentions would serve me for this upcoming year? And you'll pause and wait and listen or feel. And sometimes the soul's intentions aren't things that are at the surface. Sure, maybe we want a new job, or we want a new house, and or we want, you know, new things to come in. And that's fine to have those as intentions. But sometimes the soul's intentions are for us to actualize what is maybe untapped potential inside us. The intention for this new year is that I stay more connected to myself. I live from alignment. That everything I am doing in my life is in service to my alignment of who I am and why I'm here. Or maybe the intention is for inner peace. Maybe the intention is to love yourself more. It's sometimes a little bit deeper than what we might want on the surface level. And I'm not making those things wrong, that they can absolutely be included in your intentions, but keeping in mind that oftentimes our wants and desires are for a feeling state that we sometimes will project onto a thing or, you know, a desire of some sort. It's just important to know that, to recognize that. So what is it that I'm wanting to access for myself in my new year? So take a moment and breathe into that alignment. And listen to your soul's intentions. And make room for those soul's intentions to be personal and global. Sometimes it's for others. Sometimes there's an intention, there's intentions for yourself, and there's intentions for the world that are like prayers. Offering up prayer. And that's important, that we are a drop in a big bucket and that our collective intentions are just as meaningful and powerful as our personal intentions. So hold space for both for you, but let your soul speak those intentions. You might be there for 10 minutes. We won't be here that long in this podcast episode. So just simply, you know, be there and you can practice this on your own, but have something to write with close by, a journal, piece of paper, and just start to journal out those soul intentions. What is your soul speaking? You might feel that in your mind. You might feel that in your heart. Another way of saying it is we stream of consciousness, right? Or let it flow through or channel it through. It's different ways of saying it, but you know, let those words come out onto paper. And then once you've let those words come out onto paper, you can either keep your journal, keep them in your journal, or you can tear out the page, whatever feels right to you. And place it on your altar space for 3 days. And you can even just put the journal on your altar space for 3 days. And then, and for the course of the 3 days, you're going to honor those intentions, return back to the feeling state of those intentions. The purpose of this for 3 days is to allow for a nervous system imprint, we'll say, or carving new neural pathways around what's possible with these intentions. So maybe it's every morning you return to these intentions for 3 days. Light a candle, sit with them, feel back into your central alignment. Or maybe it's in the afternoon or the evening, but once a day for 3 days, revisit your intentions. Honor them. And then on the third day, it's a matter of offering it up to the universe. I am releasing these intentions to the universe, and it's not giving them away, meaning it's not that you're omitting them or canceling them or losing them. That's not what it is. It's an offering up, as if to say, I'm putting this, is my language. Angels, I'm putting this into your hands. God, I'm putting this into your hands. I'm offering this up. So it's offering up the intentions and the prayers on these intentions. Now, does that relinquish responsibility on your end as a human being? No. The next step is for you to put your intentions into actionable items, actionable steps. What will you do to work towards those goals on your end? What are the action items? And so maybe you go back to your journal and write down, because these are my intentions, these are the things I'm going to do in my day-to-day, in my weekly, in my monthly, and so on, to align to these goals and intentions, to keep them in my awareness, to embody them, to walk my talk. It's not, I offered these up to God or the angels and it didn't happen. I'm losing faith. No, it's I'm offering it up to the universe, and I am willing to live in alignment and take responsibility for my life and set up my goals and my steps to live these intentions. And that can be different for everybody. Some people like the post-it note method, where you write, you have post-it notes and you put one on your mirror, or you put one on your computer, or you put one on your desk, or you put one, you know, somewhere where you see it often. Some people like to calendar in to their daily or weekly calendar their actionable steps. Some people love to journal, and some people have other ways of doing it. There are many methods here, but the goal here is accountability for yourself and how you are working towards this goal, or how you are living these intentions inside yourself. And it's one of the reasons why I think in the very beginning of the quote unquote new year, whenever that is for you in this intention setting process, you are connecting in with your central channel, that they are coming from your soul. Because throughout the year, it is that re-entry back into that space. Oh, let me sit with my central channel and my soul again to remember, to remind myself of that feeling state from when I set those intentions back when, you know, back in the turn of the new year. So these are steps to support you in setting intentions mindfully. There, it's a little bit more than just getting clear, or a little bit more than just sitting with a journal. It's a really an energetic, prayerful, mindful, sort of ceremonial process that you can carry through your new year, and you can go back and repeat. And if it helps you to go back to listen to this podcast and take notes throughout, or revisit it in a new year later in the year, by all means, you can do the same. And the one thing I do want to mention before we complete is that some people have reoccurring intentions every year. I have a couple reoccurring ones. They are the same. It's that I align to my true self, And that's one of my intentions. And that is a repeat one every year. So if you feel like you're approaching your practice and you get the same message, you know, from your soul, oh, here it is again, same intention, absolutely stay with it, because that's a deep core intention that is part of your integrity as your soul, as your being, as who you are here to be. And so it's absolutely wonderful to return to those deep core intentions that are built on the integrity of your soul. So sometimes our ego consciousness needs to be reminded of them. So by all means, it's okay to repeat ones. So I hope this supports you as you journey forward into your new year. And I wish you many blessings. I wish you just sacred time to pause and take time to do these steps in setting intentions for yourself in this new year. And I really believe that our own individual personal healing work that we do has a ripple effect in the collective. We do inspire and support the people around us just by us being in the integrity of the work that we're doing here. So by all means, your inner work helps others. So many blessings to you. Happy New Year, however you celebrate it. Whenever you celebrate it, just wishing you a beautiful process of entering into your new year and your intentions from deep alignment. Many blessings.